This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and happy Friday. You are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We're live at the Beacon Building on this gorgeous Friday. Finally, a nice, beautiful day. Back to, kind of seems like we're back to normal, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
Gosh, Mike, sorry.
That's all right.
Yikes.
May was such a nice month. It was so summer-like, and then we had, what, 3-4 days of rain, which we dearly needed. But we got spoiled.
We did.
May was so nice, we all got all cocky and full of ourselves and thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to be wearing a halter top to work tomorrow.
Oh, my God. I'd love to see that, yeah. Mike.
We can make that happen, you know, because next Friday the summer series begins where we'll be out on the sidewalk making us much more vulnerable for people to come by and laugh at us.
Really? And you know, like,
whose idea was this anyway?
Mine.
Okay. Great idea, boss. Great idea.
Fun.
Yeah, it will be.
Fun.
It will be.
Like today we should be standing
out
there.
Today would be perfect.
It would be perfect.
Right.
So hopefully next Friday when we do kick it off, it'll be just as nice. But the sign lady has come, and she's working on the signs for our cart out front.
Oh, really? So tell me about this cart. I know you've got a cart that you bought
some time ago.
I think you did a couple months ago.
It's just one of those kitchen carts.
Right, which is beautiful.
And it's a pretty good size. You know,
right.
It kind of opens up, so we'll you know, have room. And it'll be the level so we can, you know, we stand when we broadcast.
Oh, so is that what we're going to use as our broadcast table?
That's what we're going to use for our broadcast table.
Oh, fun.
Yes. And so I, you know, didn't have anything on it, Pulse, so mm-hmm. I figure I'll cart it out in the morning. It'll kind of get people buzzing. It says Summer Series on it.
Oh, fun.
Pulse, Food for Thought with Carol and Mike.
Very nice.
We'll be plastered all over it, so people will check it out.
Next Friday,
Summer Series starts.
12 o'clock, be there, be square.
There you go. Yeah. And today is National Donut Day.
Heck yes, it is.
Did you have a donut?
I didn't have a donut, but I did go into Dunkin' Donuts near where I live because I was in the mood for... Not so much a donut. I was in the mood for a chicken salad sandwich. They put them on a croissant. Really good. I mean, really, really good. So I was jonesing for that. So I walked into my favorite Dunkin' Donuts in Londonderry. I'd love to. First of all, I said, I'll be the first person today not coming in looking for a free donut. And they laughed. And so I said, but I would love, and I'll be happy to pay for, a chicken croissant, chicken salad croissant. Oh, we're out of that today.
Are you kidding?
They're never out of stuff. Not often, anyway. Not at this time of day. I said, okay, no problem. How about tuna? Oh, we're out of that too.
You know what? I'm in the business, okay? And my guess
Help me out here.
Is they were not out of it. They just didn't prep it or something.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, in the morning to
yeah.
be out of
well,
that?
Well, here's how I think. I mean, I don't think there's any prep to that, to be honest with you, because it comes in a little plastic container. They peel a top off, and then they put it on the croissant. So
they were probably due for an order.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
well,
could
that,
be. You're
that
right.
Makes sense.
You're right.
And I didn't question. I mean, I understand. You know, shortages happen. So it's not like I'll never come back again. So
right.
I got something else that was not pastry related because it's lunchtime, and I wanted to have something other than that. But what I did notice is. Of course, there was more cars in the parking lot, and I should have known this would be the one day to stay away.
Donut day.
Donut day. And I go in there, and here I feel bad for the people working the drive-thru, and I'll tell you why. Because people that normally would not get donuts say, well, I'm getting a free donut today. So what they were making the person do is they would say to the window order taker, all right, what kind of donuts do you have? So she would walk back with a little headset on, and she'd say, well, I've got 3 Oreos left, I've got 3 Boston Cream, and I've got 2.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm wondering how many times the poor window person had to go through that when there's just no time for that, no reason for it.
Right.
And there were a lot of bare shelves, and so it's a good promotion, and if you buy a beverage, you get a free donut at participating stores, because I'll say there might be a few that do not participate, but I think most of them do.
Right.
So.
It basically, because I did try to get a list together of you know, what people were doing for National Donut Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Dunkin' Donuts says, obviously while supplies last.
Yep.
Entenmann's is doing, you can go to Entenmann's.com mm-hmm. and you can enter. It's free to enter. You just enter. And they're picking 100 winners to get free donuts for life.
Oh, really? No kidding.
And Krispy Kreme, you basically walk in, you get a free donut. Tim Hortons, which we really don't have those around here.
No, but you'll be seeing more of them because they just connected with Burger King, and part of their strategy was, because it's a Canadian company, was because Burger King has such a great presence in the States, was to bring the donut franchise Tim Hortons down here. Now, there's a lot of Michigan, which is where I'm from, so I see them whenever I go back to visit.
Okay.
And on the other hand, Burger King was hoping for a greater Canadian presence, so it was a really good pairing. I haven't seen anything as a result. That was 2-3 months ago.
Interesting.
So Tim Horton is doing what now? Free.
They're doing a Nutella donut.
Oh, okay.
What you need to have a coupon. So you go to timhortons.com and get a coupon, and they're doing a free Nutella donut with a coupon till August.
Okay.
So it's like a summer thing, but it starts today on Donut Day.
Okay.
And Cumberland Farm is doing a free donut with beverage, but actually, sorry, that's only till 10 a.m. So that's past.
Okay.
There was a few others, but
I saw nothing from Starbucks. I didn't look as hard as you obviously did.
I kind of glanced through it, and I didn't see Starbucks either. Hmm. But they don't really. Do they even have donuts?
They have
pastries,
I would say upgraded pastries.
Yeah.
In fact, I stole one of their pastries and I make it at home now. It's a lemon pound cake.
Ooh.
That is just sick. It's so good.
I like lemon stuff.
So I made that for Barb for some recent event for us. It was at a birthday or something, and she was very pleased with me for doing that. So I make brownie points. Although she, like you, is trying to eat as healthily as she can, and a lemon pound cake is not the best way to do it.
No,
sorry,
it's not.
But it's
definitely
I'm widening my baking repertoire, so she gets to try the stuff.
But I have a few donut facts.
Is there anything we could save for a trivia question if we just kind of put one aside for that, if we have time later this hour?
Yeah, we definitely could.
Tuck one aside.
Yeah, we do. I mean, there's quite a few here. But
okay.
A jelly donut at Dunkin' Donuts has about 260 calories, while a plain bagel has about 320.
I believe that. Yeah,
that's kind of interesting.
Well, that's because donuts are mostly air, when you think about it, and a bagel is very dense, and dough is still very caloric.
But you know, when you think of a bagel, I think some people, maybe most people, you kind of think of, when you're having a bagel, it's okay, it's good for you. Not not so much good for you, but do you know what I mean? Rather than a donut.
I think donuts get a bad rap, but I definitely believe that, Carol. Yep.
But the first donut machine was made in 1920 in New York City. And then more than a billion donuts are made in the U.S. every year.
I believe that.
A billion. That's a heck of a lot
of
donuts.
Well, and there's about 310 million people in this country. So that would be over three for every man, woman, and child. If you did the math on
true.
That. And now Dunkin' Donuts, here's another interesting fast fact. There are, well, take a guess. How many Dunkin' Donuts stores there are worldwide, not just in this country, but around the globe?
Mega.
Give me a number, Carol.
I don't know.
You have nothing to lose
here. It's probably on my trivia.
No.
A million?
A million stores? Nobody has that many stores. 3,100. 3,100 stores around
the world.
You
know what? I really would have thought more than that.
Yeah, I think I would have too. There are very few in California. They just got some recently out there. I mean, if you got a few bucks and,
that's true, because they're not out west.
There are parts of the country where you can go that, I mean, they know the Dunkin' Donuts brand because the ads run, even if there's none in any particular market. It's a national campaign. If I had, about $1 million sitting in my pocket, I'd go open a couple stores somewhere. There aren't many in Vegas. I think I found one or maybe two because I have my little Dunkin' Donuts gift cards. And Look at me.
So you like Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, I full disclosure, I was a paid spokesperson for them for 8 years.
Okay.
So I got very familiar with the products and the culture. In fact, I am emceeing their annual scholarship awards at the State House 2 weeks from Monday.
Nice.
Which I do every year, wherever they happen to hold it. So I've maintained a good relationship with them and got to know their products. I mean, I don't eat everything. But I do enjoy them. They're good folks.
Yeah.
Hardworking
people.
My
ex Dennis, he is a major Dunkin' Donuts fanatic. Every morning, Dunkin' Donuts. Every single morning. And then whenever we travel, the first thing he did was scout out where the Dunkin' Donuts was. And in Fort Lauderdale, in Hollywood, where my mom lives, when we go down there, it's a little ways away, but he would still go every
Is that
morning.
Right? Isn't it funny how when sometimes, because people knew that I was a spokesperson, they would try to engage me in a conversation of Dunkin' Donuts coffee versus Starbucks coffee.
Oh.
And now some people say, oh my God, the Starbucks coffee is is too strong, or it's better than Dunk's, or whatever. And it's always an interesting conversation to hear. Now, again, full disclosure here, while I was a paid spokesperson and a fairly visible person in this community, I basically stayed out of Starbucks because what if I'm walking in there?
You know, someone's
I'm doing research, but for what?
You're comparing.
I'm comparing. So, if I would be out of town somewhere, I would, you know, I'd say, well, I'll take advantage of this and have a Starbucks or two because they make a great product as well. There's room for everybody.
See, I prefer Starbucks over Dunkin' Donuts. I don't drink coffee.
Right.
Now that I'm thriving, I don't drink coffee.
So coffee does not work with your thrive.
I just don't
patch?
Feel like it.
No.
It just takes that urge away.
Hmm.
Not at all. I used to drink 3-4 cups a day.
I remember when you used to be a lot of fun, Carol.
I'm a lot more fun now, Mike.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Ask me about my thrive experience.
I'll pass, thanks.
Okay. All right, you're missing out.
I'm sure I am.
It's
donut day. What else?
Gingerbread day.
Gingerbread day.
I am not a gingerbread person, are you?
You know, once in a while, if somebody...
Me too.
Like a ginger snap cookie or something, you know, that's okay. Or a hermit's cake or whatever.
No, I don't like the hermits because isn't there raisins in it?
Yeah, I forgot. Not a raisin
Raisins
girl.
Or coconut. Probably the only two things in the world I don't like.
Yeah, but we all have things, you know. I do hate olives and I don't care for tofu. So, and I know that those are good for you, essentially.
Tofu, you got to have a, you know, although it picks up the taste, really, of whatever you cook with
sure.
it. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. It's a sponge
I'm
for flavor,
with you.
But
I,
the texture is just kind of creepy.
It's squishy.
So apologies to tofu fans out there, because I'm kind of always going to be ragging on tofu. But along the lines of Donut Day, here in a few moments, we will kick off our Friday
comedy cold cuts,
which today have to do with, thanks to your suggestion, donuts and coffee. And a nice variety of comedians that will be speaking to your inner donut here in a few minutes.
I think that'll be really fun.
Yeah, I think you'll have a good time with it today.
I think it'll be fun. So I think it's time, almost 12:25. So you're listening to Food for Thought, 107.7. Or you can stream us live on the World Wide Web if you're sitting at your computer, WTPLFM.com. And it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. Food for Thought's going to go on a short break, and we'll be back with Comedy Cold Cuts.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hey, everybody, it's 12:28, WTPL 107.7. It's The Pulse, home of Jack Heaps, New Hampshire Today, 6 to 9, followed by Mid-Morning Meltdown, Peter St. James. Yours truly, along with Carol Lawrence, Food for Thought, Kent Kale and Company at 2 o'clock, a live and loaded local lineup every weekday here on The Pulse. And just a moment ago, you heard a commercial for the local. Bill Meadows will be joining us. He of that restaurant next Wednesday in the 12:30 segment. So he'll be joining us on air, Bill Meadows of the local. And I also, before we actually jump into the comedy section here, I just wanted to put out some congratulations to our own Bob Lippman, only because he's much too humble to ever say anything or honk his own horn. And I didn't realize this, but we got a memo from the big guy. Bob is on his way to North Carolina to pick up his New Hampshire Sportscaster of the Year Award, not for the first time or the second, for the fifth time and third year in a row. In fact, it's probably time to retire the award. Just give it to him permanently and come up with something new. So congratulations to Bob Lippman of The Pulse.
And you know what? While we're just talking about, you know, our colleagues here, did you see the union leader yesterday?
I saw it online, yes.
I always read the paper every morning. Yesterday, the one morning I don't read it, I read it when I got home.
Yes.
I felt so bad because I definitely would have. I mean, what a great.
So Kenny Kale and the Manchester, New Hampshire union leader, story about him and the fact that he will have called every single Manchester Monarchs game.
Amazing.
To the tune of, I think, around 1,200 by time the Calder Cup series is done within the next 10 days or so. It begins tonight. Here in Manchester, game number two is tomorrow. Then they're off for three games in Utica to take on the Comets there. And perhaps by then they will have sewed it up.
Won it. Yeah.
Won't have to come back here to finish it up. So Ken Kale, certainly an icon, and there have been two close calls in his career. One time when he was in a car accident on his way to, I think, the second game.
Yeah, early on.
Yeah, back in 2000. or 2001, whatever year it was.
Yep.
Yeah. And now, and of course, that would have broken the streak, but the streak would have only been broken at two. So, okay, right now it would be 1,198 instead of 1,200 or
yeah,
whatever.
But he wouldn't have been able to say he's never missed
a
game.
So if there is ever a Cal Ripken Award for longevity or consecutive broadcasts, Kenny Kale would certainly be the recipient of that.
Definitely.
So we are blessed with some terrific sports and journalism people here that work for The Pulse. Okay, I'll look for my raise next week. Here we go now. It's time for Comedy Cold Cuts. Every week we pick a topic. Sometimes it has to do with what's going on. Sometimes it doesn't. But today it does. It is National Donut Day. You've heard us talking about that. So we went into the vault of comedy classics and found several that have to do with either donuts or coffee and donuts. And our first one is my personal favorite food comedian because it's almost all he does, Jim Gaffigan. And this is Jim, obsessed with donuts on The Pulse.
The police, they love donuts, right? Hey, cop, why don't you get a donut? Cops love donuts. Which is an interesting stereotype, because you know who else loves donuts? Absolutely everyone. Of course cops love donuts, because they know the difference between right and wrong. And not liking donuts is wrong. Have you ever met someone that doesn't like a donut? You want to know why? Because they're in jail. When you're at a donut shop and you see a police officer, don't you feel like something special's happened? An angel just got its wings. It's special. I had a donut before I came on stage. I was with a friend last week. I was like, you want to get a donut? He was like, I'm not hungry. I'm like, what does that have to do with it? As if there's ever been a good reason to eat a donut. Well, doctor says I need more powdered sugar in my diet. Donuts are bad for you. And according to my health nut wife, they're not appropriate for a trail mix. I'm just on a different trail, right? Mine leads to the emergency room. That joke will be even funnier when I die from cardiac arrest. That's why I didn't laugh. Donuts are all about taste. In Los Angeles, there's a place called Yum Yum Donuts. It's like, what do you need the IQ of one to find that appealing? Yum Yum. Me like Yum Yum. It's like, who's the target audience? Cavemen? I know two things, yellow fireball, rising sky, and Yum Yum Donuts. Yum Yum Donuts, Yum Yum. Now there's gourmet donuts that are deep fried in gold. I had a gourmet donut. I didn't realize it was a gourmet donut. I just pointed at a donut and the donut guy started ringing it up. He's like, that'll be $3.99. I was like, I only want one of them. He's like, that is the price of one of them. And then there was this long, awkward pause where I waited for him to lean forward and go, just kidding. But he didn't. He just looked at me like, got you, Tubby. Because he knew I'd pay. Because I was in a donut shop. It's not like I was there to buy a yoga mat. Boston, this is like donut ground zero, right? Donkeys! Donkeys!
There is Jim Gaffigan wrapping up his segment with a tip of the derby to Dunkin' Donuts, of course, which started in the South Shore, either Braintree or Canton or somewhere down that way. So I think that because Jim Gaffigan does such great food comedy, I think we need to have a comedy concert presented by the Red Arrow Diner. Can you imagine?
Oh, boy. Unbelievable.
Get you into showbiz?
Probably.
Get the Palace for a night or the Concord,
so
the Cap Center.
Funny.
Because, I mean, he's hugely popular, as you can imagine. And to have the Red Arrow banner atop of that, Red Arrow presents Jim Gaffigan. All right, Jim, no diner jokes, okay? Okay, good, thanks. All right, so we go from Jim Gaffigan to another terrific comic who works clean. I never have to worry whether or not he's going to lose the license for The Pulse because he is clean and he is good. And this is Brian Regan with Donut Lady.
I have to watch what I eat. My cholesterol is about, I think it's 5,218. Something like that. I don't eat well. I like buying donuts. I feel bad for the donut ladies because people can't make up their mind in these places. You think the donut ladies would just snap and start shooting people. Out! Everybody out! Go on. I don't know what it is about buying donuts, but people freak out. They go in there, okay. Okay. Looking around. All right. I need a dozen donuts. Oh. You have a lot of donuts. Okay, I'm gonna start with four chocolate. I want two twisty goos. I want a lemon twitter. I want a raspberry puff. I want a honey curl. And two chocolate. No, one. Put them back. I want a Bavarian apple crunch. Get the ladder. Hey. Why don't you go out inside and think it over, huh? It's a big decision. Can't blow donut day. But the donut ladies have learned how to get back at you. They do the subtraction for you in front of the other customers, make you look like an idiot. You go in there, yeah, I'd like a dozen donuts. I'll start with seven chocolate. You have five left. Oh. Okay, if I order one more, then how many would I have left? How many would I have then, donut lady? That's what I need to know, and now! I know how many I got. They have some weird donuts. There are some donuts that I don't understand who thought of them. There's one donut. Have you ever seen this? I've seen it in more than one donut place. It's a donut with frosting all over the top, and there are sprinkles on it, but the sprinkles are just over on one end of the donut. For the life of me, I don't know who's looking for that in a donut. Somebody have that particular of a taste, that that's what they're looking for? You know, they walk into a donut place, cling! Okay, I want a donut, and I want frosting all over it. And I want sprinkles, but not all over. I just want them scrunched over on the edge. You got anything like that? We sure do, freshly baked. We saw you pulling in. It's called our Spring Smidge for lunatics like you.
Ryan Regan.
And that is so true. As I mentioned to Carol earlier when we opened up, I went into Dunkin' Donuts today. And, you know, talk about the people that can't make up their minds. It's the drive-through people. So I'm telling you, folks, if you're going to a Dunkin' Donuts drive-in, because it is free donut day with the purchase of any beverage, have your donut selection ready, and please don't take the window person off her station or his station to tell you all the donuts they have left. Just say,
crazy.
I like chocolate, or I like strawberry, or I like plain, or I like sprinkles, and trust them, because the variety and the selection is not what it normally would be. When they're giving free stuff away, you're just holding up the line. I mean, the line was insane.
Must have been crazy.
And I almost never do drive through because it's always faster to go in because there's no lines. And you can see the donuts. Get out of your car, burn a couple calories, and go get your donuts. Donut people.
You know what this cut kind of reminded me of? Because, you know, when we were growing up, you know, little, every Sunday was donut day.
It was?
It was donut day. And I can remember going with my dad to Dunkin' Donuts and, you know, just sitting there as a kid with your eyes like this, you know, and you're looking up and, you know, and she'd say, what do you want? And, you know, it was that just brought back all kinds of memories.
Because I mean, the selection was so difficult.
The selection, you know, as a little kid looking at that case and you're like, oh my, I mean, you know, mostly we always got the chocolate frosted, but it seems to be, you know, probably our favorite. But every Sunday, we used to do a lot of boating. So we go up to Guilford Marina on the weekends. The boat was slipped there. And I can remember one Sunday going up. You know, it was off the highway, but it was like a lookout thing. You know, you pulled your car over and it overlooked like the whole lake. And I remember sitting there eating donuts.
What great memories, though, when you think about it.
Yep.
So your dad is actually going to be joining us within the hour.
Yes, he is.
I want to see if we could, without you prompting him, if we'll get his version of Donut Sunday in the Lawrence family.
And donuts in Guilford. See if he remembers
that.
Because I remember that. Wow. And you know, I remember, you know what I remember too? Because when you went up there, it wasn't Dunkin' Donuts we went to up at the lake. It was some place that made homemade
probably
donuts.
Probably a local joint, right?
Remember a sugar cruller donut.
Yeah.
Oh.
And wouldn't you kill?
I would kill for one
for
right
one
now.
For now.
Like Congdon's Donuts in Wells, Maine.
Oh, you've told me about that place.
Die or.
Yeah, Bob Marley was familiar with Congdon's as well.
Yes.
Wow. So anyway, well, it is donut day, and so I'd like to take a little break. We have two more selections left on our comedy cold cuts today on The Pulse. We'll be back with more. It's 107.7 Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on WTPL.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
And we are brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. Following us a little over an hour from now. Also, New England Coffee, the official. We have an official everything, including an official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. And the official Rib Shack of Food for Thought.
Of course, the official barbecue.
Exactly. We're talking Kevin Cornish and his crew at Casey's Rib Shack, 2nd Street, Manchester, online, ribshack.net. And he is a fun guy and a very talented musician and singer. And next time we do get him here, Kevin, you've been warned, you will bring your guitar.
Yes.
And you'll sing, even if you don't bring any food.
I think it should be on Summer Series outside.
Perfect, perfect opportunity.
And he will have a little stool for him, mm-hmm. and he can croon away on Elm
Street.
He can.
He can even open his guitar case and let people put money into it. You know, so, because we're not going to pay him, right? We don't have a budget for entertainers, do we?
No.
Because, you know, we're about a block away from the plaza there at the City Hall, where they have a lot of times buskers performing as you walk by. And so maybe we can get a couple of them to move down our way. And
maybe. That'd be fun.
Add to the fun and merriment of Food for Thought's Summer Series, beginning 1 week from today on most of these Carol Lawrence radio networks. All right,
let's
move right on, shall we? It is Comedy Cold Cuts Day. We're celebrating Donut Day nationally and, of course, locally. This is actually not a comedy clip per se, but it's a little something I found on YouTube. Somebody's family video. They have a little baby in the back seat, maybe a year and a half, 2 years old, and they keep goading this child to scream Dunkin' Donuts for whatever reason. So give a listen. It's really adorable.
Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes, Dunkin'
Donuts.
No, we're saying Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Donuts
have
Dunkin' Cocks.
What? Don't say Dunkin' Cocks.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
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 Totally said it good, Court.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
That is funny.
There you go. Yeah,
that is funny.
YouTube, you can find it if you are crazy.
You know, isn't it crazy the things that we have on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely crazy. Daryl and I will sit there some nights and... especially the animal ones.
Oh, right.
They are so cute.
Yeah, the kittens or the puppies. Oh. And do you ever watch Animal Planet's Adorable Puppies or whatever that show is called? Yeah, whenever I need a saccharin fix, I just pop that on and watch it for a few minutes. And then you got the voiceover guy who's talking about, you know, Herman, the little two-year-old runt of the litter and, you know, how he's doing now. Anyway. But we digress. One more selection on today's Comedy Cold Cuts. Theme is donuts. We're moving a little bit more into coffee here with our final selection. And this is actually from The Ellen Show. I found this. She answers questions. Exactly. Again, works clean, clever. People love her. So this particular YouTube cut that I found from Ellen is called Coffee Questions Answered on The Pulse.
Oh, man, you have a lot of energy, and I appreciate it so very much. I don't know how you have so much energy, because before you get here, those of you at home, what happens is before they come into the, what is this, a building? You're out there waiting for a while, and I know that, so thank you for waiting, and a lot of you, most of you had to go an entire hour without Starbucks, so I don't know how you did it. Do you like the Starbucks? Do you go to the Starbucks, everybody? Popular, especially here in Los Angeles. I pass three on my way to work every single day, and that's just going down my driveway. So I was in Starbucks the other day, and not to get a coffee. That's how I suck up on my free straws, because why waste money? But, you know, you have to know what you want. The names there, they're all Italian, and I don't know the difference between a Frappuccino or a Mochaccino. I know there's a Cappuccino and an Alpacino. I know that. But the different sizes are crazy. They have, let me show you what they have. This right here, this is the smallest size. I cannot get over this. This is the smallest size. This is called a tall. And that is Italian for Danny DeVito. The next biggest is a grande, and right here, that's not a whole lot of difference. All right. Then here's a venti. That's there's a lot of difference there. There's a big difference. And a venti is Italian for 20. 20, because it's the number of ounces in a cup, and it's also the number of veins you can see on your forehead after you drink it. 20 ounces really seems like plenty of coffee, doesn't it? It seems like you really don't need it. That's enough to keep me awake from breakfast until really May. so no one needs any more than 20 ounces. That's why Starbucks is introducing a bigger size. This is a Trenta. And look at that. That's what they did right there. It's wider, so it's taller, wider. And Trenta is Italian for 30, and because it holds 30 ounces of coffee. And most Starbucks cups, actually, these are iced, but obviously when they're hot, they come with a warning that says contents may be hot. This one says lift with your knees.
So there's Ellen DeGeneres with her coffee questions answered and our comedy cold cut selection for today.
Love it.
Big,
love,
big
love,
fun.
Love it.
It's funny, you know, along the lines of having excessive amounts of things, this isn't exactly coffee or donut related, but I pulled this out a few days ago, and maybe you saw it. Have you heard what the Indiana Lottery is doing?
No.
The Indiana Lottery is banking on people's love of bacon. That's true. The State Hoosier Lottery has begun selling bacon-scented scratch tickets.
Oh, my
So you scratch
goodness.
It off, and it smells like bacon. But wait, there's more. While lottery scratch-offs that smell like bacon aren't completely new, Hoosier has added a twist to the prize. The winner gets a 20-year supply of bacon.
20-year supply?
Yeah. Now, that would appeal.
Dale would love that.
We'll see.
He would love it.
A weekend field trip to Fort Wayne or something.
Yeah, really?
Customers can buy a $2 card that has the potential to win up to $10,000 and even 20 years of bacon, according to the Hoosier Lottery. Not sure if anybody is getting much bacon. We'll make it another 20 years, but hey, their interests are piqued. What's great is even if you don't win anything, you still have a ticket that smells
like bacon.
And I think if you do win the bacon jackpot and you decide you have second thoughts and say, I don't want a 20-year supply, you can take the payout, which is $5,000 in cash.
Very interesting.
So I don't know how much 20-year supply of bacon is or what that means. If you get maybe 5 pounds a month,
right,
or you get coupons to, you know, to Hormel,
right,
or something,
right.
I don't really know. But
interesting.
Always thinking, and you know what state began the lottery, of course?
No.
New Hampshire.
First, I did know that.
Very first lotteries. And probably the last state to ever get a casino. How ironic is that?
I know, really.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, that's Ken Kale's territory. I'll leave that to you. I'll let Concord get mad at you and not me. And some of my restaurant friends who absolutely do not want that action up here. But so there you go.
I don't even know what to say.
That's all I got.
Oh my goodness.
I will tell you.
But don't you love Ellen? Ellen is...
Oh, sure.
She is something else.
Would you have picked her out, say, 15 years ago when she had her show? She had I can't remember what it was called. It might have even been called The Ellen Show. It was a sitcom. And then she came out and said that she was gay. And it seemed like her career just took off from there.
Well, didn't she come out, though, and it was real bad for a while? And
well,
then it was
probably,
okay?
Probably, you know, like the Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner thing. Yeah, there'll be some pushback on that.
Right.
But further on down the line, you just get used to it and accept it.
Yeah. But Ellen, oh, my gosh, she is just the most giving person, and I just love her.
But
she's great.
My question is where I was going with this is, if you, would you have 15 years ago said, there's somebody who's going to have maybe a show that's bigger than Oprah's, you know, 15 years from now?
Yeah, no.
I would not have.
No.
She was funny. I'd seen her stand-up comedy, because she did, of course, that, as well as her sitcom. Would not have picked her to have the hugely successful show that she has now. And you're right, she's extremely giving. And I think that's a good part, a good component of a talk show, to give, you know, cars away. Or but she goes for the heartstrings.
She does.
She goes and tugs on them really good and gives people things that they need because their family's had a tragedy or an untimely passing or something like that.
Yep. She's really amazing. And then I love when she has her guests in the green room. And
scares them.
And then, you know, she'll have somebody in on it and she's telling them to do something, you know, and oh my gosh, I laugh so hard.
Well, and there've been some other shows now that have kind of copied that formula where they put an earpiece
and they make them. I could never do that.
No?
Absolutely never, ever make somebody do those kinds of things. I just couldn't.
Really?
I couldn't. I think about it when I was, because I've watched that show a couple times.
Yes.
Laugh so funny, but I could never do that.
Yeah, Howie Mandel did a version of that show also. I mean, there have been a lot of different variations, but Ellen is the one that really does it so well.
Yeah, she does. We are at the top of the hour for Food for Thought, so stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Helen Ryba. And we're going to talk about her going to the Emmys last week.
I know.
Right.
Emmy girl. She got her Emmy dress on today, I think.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sparkly.
It's Talkin' Sports.